Hey, Dr. Conway, how are you?
Good, Kim. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks for asking.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, Erica.
Hey, Erica. Right. Everybody have a great Monday.
It's been a long day, but it's good because it's almost over. How about yourself, Doc?
Yeah, great day.
Good. Good.
I'm either
Cold.
coming down with a cold or it's my allergies. I can't tell.
Oh,
I
bummer.
know. I could tell you had something, a Yeah.
little congestion. I know. I don't know if it's a stomach thing or if it's just, I don't know. That's how I felt the last couple of days, and then headache. I'm like, oh, I'm
I'll
just.
get allergies at random times and it'll hit me really hard one day and then I wake up the next day fine. So if I wake up
Oh,
tomorrow
how weird.
completely fine, I know it's my allergies. So I won't know till tomorrow what's going on.
Let's hope for
My
the allergies.
goodness. Yes.
I can't wait for this cold weather to break, man.
I know, 6 more weeks of winter.
I'm so thrilled.
Is that what Chuckles said?
It is. He didn't even want to pop his head up this morning.
Yeah, even he knew it was too cold.
Yep. They couldn't get him up.
Crazy.
Righty. Am I unmuted? Yeah, I think so. Okay.
You are.
All right. It's
Hey,
5 o'clock.
Jen.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. All right, I see Kim. Rebecca, you're muted, but I assume you're there. Oh, wow. Special guest today. Wow. Excellent. Very nice. Deputy Chief Grogan, nice to see you, sir. All right, I will call this meeting order. Doc's usually kind enough to put a flag up.
There you go.
There you go. Everyone, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
Allegiance
to
to the
the
flag
flag
of the
of
United
the
States of
United States of
America
America
and to
to the Republic, which
the
stands
Republic one
one
nation,
nation, under God,
indivisible,
indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All righty. Welcome, everyone. Let the record reflect that we have all 4 members of the committee in attendance: Jim Gilday, Eric Anuzzo, Kimberly Tovar, and Rebecca O'Hara.
Jim, could you hear me or no?
Yes, we can hear you 100%.
Okay, I'm like still at work, so I can't even get the screen up to show me. So is it okay that you can just hear
Perfect.
me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you can hear us? Good.
I can hear you. Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. All righty. Roll call's been taken. 4 members in attendance. Anyone from the public who wishes to speak before the subcommittee? going once, sitting in from the public twice, and from the public three times. We'll move on to the approval of minutes. Wow, it's been a while since we met. You know, Doc, I guess we could approve these minutes, but there's a part of me that thinks this was a previous board and this is a new board. And I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think it's a big deal either way, but for the most part, the committee is intact, three of the four members. So I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of our Student Health and Safety Committee from all the way back in October 16, 2025. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a
motion. Motion by Kim, second by?
Second.
Second by Erica. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Very nice. We'll now turn item four over to the superintendent and Deputy Chief Grogan. Doc, the floor is yours, sir.
Sure. And Deputy Chief, as you know, is on with us this afternoon. Back at their last police commission meeting, the police commission voted to approve. You can tell me the exact motion, Bri, but Deputy Chief Grogan, but to approve moving forward with discussions on a implementing a school resource officer that would be funded by the police department. So we've taken between the statute, the statutory MOU that's required, as well as the current CABE policies, and summarized them in this presentation for you to just give you an idea of what a school resource officer does. I don't know if you want me to go through the slides, if you've had a chance to take a peek at them. But overall,
I would just go through them quickly. I mean, I did look at them. I don't want to say everyone did. So I would just go through. I think we all get what they do, but I'd still go through them, especially as you get to the memorandum and that piece of it.
Sure. So they would be in addition to our current SSOs within our schools, mainly on the campus of the middle school, high school, but certainly responding to and doing visits to both of our elementary schools as well. And they'll work in concert with our current SSOs, as well as provide some additional safety and security with both the day-to-day, as well as our all-hazard safety plan. They'd improve, they'd be the key point person for communication between the school and the police department, and developing relationships with student staff as well, and then collaborate on our school safety and crisis plans that we submit to the state to ensure that day-to-day those plans are in place and happening on the ground.
Got it.
They call it a triad, but you have three different roles of the individual. Main one, being a law enforcement officer within our buildings. Second is a counselor, providing mentoring services, counseling to at-risk students, mainly around drugs and alcohol, and for which they've received training on. And then on other related topics, whether that be for parents, staff, students, on law enforcement itself in the community and the positive aspects of a police officer. Within our schools, it offers a deterrence. It offers additional access control as a safety liaison, crisis planning, mentorship to our students, and educating our public, meaning our parents, our staff, and our students in different areas of law enforcement, alcohol and drug abuse. All the normal school discipline procedures would remain the same and under the jurisdiction of the school, the school district, and the principal of the schools. When it's determined to be criminal conduct is when the SRO would get involved with the principal, the students, and the parents, and in only those situations. We'll receive training. I believe it's a week-long training. Deputy Chief Grogan can explain some of the training, but It's a week-long training that the school resource officer that's identified within the current ranks would go to training before taking on this particular position. And the position probably will not start until September, the next school year. So it'll be funded in the 26-27 budget through the police department, take effect for the start of the new school year. These are the different areas that the training would be provided for the individual. In terms of FERPA and access to school records, again, the SRO would not have any access to school records except as needed in a law enforcement capacity, nor would, just like it isn't now, names released to the media in any situations. What is required now for every district that has an SRO as of 2023, the legislature passed legislation that requires a memorandum of understanding between the police officer and the Board of Education. And it really spells out, there's a sample MOU attached, the exact roles and responsibilities of both parties. And the only addition we would add to that, if this committee and then the full board, as well as the city wishes, is understanding around or language around use of body cameras. Everything else that you see in that is pretty much covered by statute in that MOU. And it's the daily interaction. When do they get involved? When do they not get involved? It's the board oversight. It's who evaluates the police officer. Who do they report to on a daily basis? When do they get involved in discipline? And then their annual review. Those are really the four main areas of that MOU. We would add to that the fifth area, which would be the body camera.
Doc, is the MOU with the individual officer or the department?
No, it's with the department.
Okay.
I have a quick question, if I could just shoot back about the body cam piece. I didn't see you there.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yep. So in Connecticut, right? I'm just a layman, so I'm sure Deputy Chief Grogan would correct me if I'm wrong. I thought when interacting with the public, body cams are mandatory. Is that no longer mandatory if in a school setting, or am I wrong about it being mandatory?
No, that's only for criminal justice purposes for the most part. If like normal encounters, like if you were to come up and were to have a casual conversation, does not get recorded. There's a lot of stipulations with it as long. Medical records, when we go into the hospitals, if it's not criminal related, the cameras are off. General medicals at houses, things that aren't necessarily criminal in behavior, we shut them off. Any information regarding the kids is not releasable, so you don't have to worry about people FOIing the body cams.
What would be your recommendation? I'm just curious what your thought process is with regards to them being on within the school setting.
Well, they'd only be activated if there was a criminal situation going on. Say there's a fight or something going on. Yep. Normally, just like any encounter, our cameras are not running until we encounter something and then we activate them.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, Doc.
Yep.
Yeah, so I actually had a question and I don't know. Oops, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I don't know, this might be more for Dr. Conway. In the instance of, like, let's per se, athletics, and I know that, you know, we've had some need to beef up the police presence with certain towns coming to our field, and we've stopped visiting them and also done more of the Saturday morning games. Would we consider, or maybe would this officer go to certain fields with us if we considered changing that to revisiting those fields, and would that need or what not be there?
Yes,
capability,
they would.
Maybe?
Yeah, they definitely would, Kim, and whether it's part of a regular schedule or it's something that we, in addition to their regular duties during the day, would be supplemental services provided by the SRO in consultation with the police department.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions up to this point? All right, Doc. We're good. We can keep going if you want, sir.
All righty. These are just three areas of transparency and operations, protection of student privacy, its consideration with the body cameras, safe environment, fostering a positive relationship with law enforcement for students, with the individual in the building, getting to know students, and then a collaborative approach to the safety and the crisis planning. And that's really it for a summary of all the documents that you've received, both the policy, the MOU.
I got
many statutory language.
Yeah, I have two or three just quick questions.
Sure.
I think you mentioned this already. It would be an existing police officer. I'm just curious, Deputy Chief, is that appointed? Is that applied for? I'm just curious how the selection process on your end works.
Yeah, so we did an internal hiring. Basically, those interested in it, they'll have a chief's interview and we'll decide based upon that. Obviously, we want the best person that's going to be involved with the kids, and they know part of it's going to be teaching and creating those relationships. So I think there's like 2 more weeks. We kept the internal hiring, just the posting for it. We'll review them and have somebody there. We have training. Doc touched on the training. Training already scheduled in mid-March. It's a week-long class that's hosted by the National Association of School Resource Officers. It's pretty much the premier class that's, I don't want to say it's required, but it seems to be the class to have while becoming an SRO. And obviously all of our guys, we'll do some additional training with who's ever selected for it regarding juvenile laws. We all know just the basic facts to take if it was a certain type of, let's say, like a sex assault complaint, just the minimum facts. Pretty much we're looking to get the person just on like an interdisciplinary team so they're involved in all this stuff. As you guys know, a lot of the problems that start in the school and vice versa start on the road carry over. So we're looking to just be involved, and we need that continuity. It's important to create the relationships with the kids. It's huge moving forward. Anything non-law enforcement related by the kids seeing everybody in the school on a daily basis, it's well worth it and helps everybody.
Yeah, and
I really
if I'm not mistaken,
love this idea.
If I'm not mistaken, Doc, we've had this before. I mean, what, I think Officer Massetti.
With Gino DeMauro, correct?
Yeah.
Gino DeMauro way back when I was
Yeah, the last one I would say was probably about 15 years ago, and then for manpower reasons and budgetary constraints, we got away from it.
I got one last question, sir. I'm just curious more than anything. The relationship between the SRO and the SSOs, does the school resource officer have any administrative sway over the SSOs, considering they're still in law enforcement, they're still, you know, highly qualified? How's the relationship between the SRO and the SSO work in your mind?
I see it's a relationship working together. So basically having an officer on campus will be able to take them complaints, whereas the SSO is pretty much their security purposes. But if a criminal complaint or something happens, we're still responding. So to have somebody, we're unique in that the high school and middle school campuses are adjacent to one another, which helps. So they'll spend the majority of the time there. But the way I foresee it is they'll still check in at the elementary schools for things going on. Obviously aid for any child programs like reading books or anything that Ciccarelli or Russo needs. We're there to help, but primarily they'll be spent on the high school and middle school campus.
All right. Anybody have any questions for Doc or Deputy Chief Grogan?
I think you already mentioned it, but this is just for one that's going to share the middle school and the high school, correct?
Yes, correct.
I thought that's what I heard.
All righty. Okay. If there is no other questions, I would see if somebody wants to make a motion to recommend this to the full board.
I can make a motion.
Motion by Kim Tovar to recommend the SRO position in the Derby School System to the full board. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Erica, any discussion? All those in favor?
No.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. We also have another item on the agenda, discussion on policy 5132. The Student Health and Safety Committee recommend additional language for the policy for dress and grooming for consideration by the policy committee. Doc, do you or Rachel or any administrators have recommendations that you wish to bring before the subcommittee today?
The only additional ones that we've reviewed before, but we ran out of time to come to any final decisions on. And it's really around language. While we have language that says what you can wear, do we want to add language that specifies what you can't wear?
Doctor, and I'm so sorry to do this. I'm sure, I don't know if the deputy chief is going to hang on, but in the event he does, and I just wanted to thank him for thinking of us, thank him for being so community minded, and thank him for being here this evening. So, Deputy Chief, we appreciate you for certain. Thank you so much. Sorry, Doc.
That's okay.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. You guys take care. Let me know when the next meeting is if you need anything.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Deputy Chief.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Doc, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Whether there was a need to list the items that are not allowed. While we list the items that are allowed, there's been questions that have come up, and the response has been simply, no, just the items that are allowed are allowed. And whether we need
to... So I actually wanted to discuss this as well, Doc. So I'm really glad that this is on the agenda. So I know that based on, you know, my own observance and speaking with other families and, you know, just seeing what the struggles that the kids and families are having with outerwear for school. You know, the kids are not at this moment, they're being told that they're not able to wear, whether it's their, I'm going to use Gabe for an example, just because, you know, his wrestling sweatshirt or, you know, wrestling outerwear or football outerwear or whatnot, where they are within the uniform colors, they're not being allowed. And I think that we do need to revisit that for multiple reasons. One, coming into having the uniforms, obviously up front, it was a costly expense for a lot of families. And coming from a small town like our own with the type of makeup that we do have in our community, you know, I know that it was not really cost efficient for everybody, which is another point that I did want to actually discuss. But a lot of these kids who have, you know, who partake in sports or band or whatever that have this derby apparel, they're not able to use it now. And, you know, here it is, it's freezing cold out. Today, we finally got the fleeces added on. I love the fleece. However, not everybody can afford the $30 fleece. And it's cold in the schools. So I kind of have a bit of a conflict that sits with me with not allowing the kids to wear these derby sports, derby program, you know, school program items that have been purchased. And I don't know if our board can discuss it, bring it to the policy committee or whatever committee that we have to about this.
So, Kim, could I just don't want to jump in and understand what you're.
Of course, of course.
So, we there are items here that we were talking about earlier about, you know, whether we would recommend to wear. So in addition to that, I'm just trying to clarify, are you saying that you think we should add coats or hoodies, or was there something specific?
I think that we should be allowing the kids to wear their sports sweatshirts or coats or whatever, if it's a derby school sport or activity sanctioned clothing item that was, you know, purchased through their fundraiser or whatever, I think we should be letting these kids wear them. As long as they're not covered in holes and, you know, and they're in good condition. That's my opinion. And I know that there's a lot of families who are, you know, facing the conflict of purchasing these uniforms in general. And I know that Rebecca actually had asked this question at our last, I believe it was the full board meeting. I could be wrong, or it was our last committee of the whole meeting, but it was questioned that do the families who are having financial issues with purchasing the uniforms, are they aware that they can reach out to central office for assistance
I definitely think we should talk about the financial assistance piece as well. So can we just take one at a time,
okay,
though? If you don't,
okay.
So your first, I just want to, so we can have a discussion about it. So your first part you're asking is, should we allow our kids to wear outer garments that are derby related, hoodies, zip up jackets, coats inside school on warm weather days, cold weather days? I just want to make sure I clarify that so we can put that out for discussion.
Yes.
Did I get that right? Okay. Okay.
Works for me.
Go ahead.
I know. Cause
so you're good.
I'm good with it. I mean, not so much Mila. She only has Pop Warner stuff, so I understand, like, that's different. But Vinny has, you know, the baseball stuff. And when we buy stuff from the fundraisers from when he's participating in a sport, you know, he wants to wear it. He likes to wear it. So I don't disagree with that at all.
Let me ask a question. Would you guys want to do that seasonally, like, again, like from October to February, or would you just want that to be year round?
I think it would be a year round thing, okay, to keep it streamlined.
I mean, I know there's certain things for the teams, such as like a regular t-shirt. So maybe not so much a t-shirt, because then we're kind of swaying away a little bit from like the polos.
Yep.
As far as like if they have their zip up jacket or their sweatshirt or for whatever sport or mm-hmm. team that they're involved in.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
Rebecca, Ken, any thoughts?
Most of them are hoodies, right, though, that the kids have? Right?
A lot of them,
yes. I know, my son has a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I have noticed that there are some crew necks more so, but I don't know if that's just like the cheerleading one. Because I personally purchased a couple of those, so I don't know if that's
right.
What I'm thinking of, the crew necks. I don't know.
So just to let the kids know they can wear like anything that it's, if it's not the hoodie. Anything. Because hoodies aren't allowed, correct, right?
I thought we just couldn't have the hood up. I could be completely.
I thought we weren't allowed hoodies, right, Jac? Is it? I forget. Do we have hood? Are hoodies allowed?
We left that open at our last discussion about this.
Right.
Rachel, if you see some, I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm just curious. If somebody has a hoodie on, do they get spoken to currently?
Yes. So I would just say, I mean, I love, like, I'm a sports person, right? It just turns into what's hard is, it then again creates, like, why is he allowed to wear that and I'm not allowed to wear that?
Right.
I know last time, I think there was some discussion about, like, if it's a game day, you can absolutely wear whatever to represent your team, but that's why we kind of asked for, like, very clear, because it is hard. Like, we're battling, like, it's a Nike Tech and it's black, so I can wear this. But it doesn't have the Derby logo, right? So some of the principals were just like, hey, if it has the logo on it, is that what's good to go? We're just looking for clear guidance, because you do get on our side, you've let so-and-so to wear that, you're not allowing me. Is it because I'm white and they're African-American, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where the
conversation
start to lead to.
Yeah.
It is a little bit of what you're saying, who has and who doesn't. So it even like fell into, so here, Tracy's actually in the corner over there, because we were still working, but we had done some fun, Tracy had done some fundraising for families. Her friends got together and gave her a substantial amount of money, and we purchased basically pants, sweatshirts, and shirts for anyone who didn't have it. Well, what do you think the next kind of thing that turns into is? Well, why weren't mine purchased? Right. So it just creates this little like, well, listen, we're really vetting like who needs that. Like we know exactly what families need it, but it just kind of gets a little bit of the pettiness, for a lack of better, kind of starts to come out with, well, they can wear this, I can't. Can I have my jersey over it? Can I not? So we've been just trying to stick straight to what it says for right now and waiting for this kind of opportunity to flush out where we think things could change a little bit.
Let me ask you another question, if I could, because my opinion or my thought process when we did this and rolled out the polo shirts was that, we were trying to get some uniform look, and there's a, and I thought we had intentionally did not want to allow hoodies. That wasn't kind of the neat appearance that we were looking for initially. So I guess my question is, and I thought that's what we were all on the same page at one point. I guess my question is, without being smart enough, my kids being out of school now, so not having experience, in addition to the fleece, are there other school-related outer garments that don't have hoodies?
Yeah, the sweatshirt, there is a sweatshirt also besides the fleece that has the derby patch that does not have a hood that we that they can buy as part of the uniform.
Kim, is that what you were talking about, or were you talking about hoodies specifically?
So I was talking about items, derby items that are purchased outside or have been purchased in the past outside of the school uniform that kids already have. And that's why my financial aspect part of it kind of went a little bit hand in hand with it, because these items are already, in their drawers and their closets and whatnot, and their derby items. I think that we should be allowing them to wear them instead of having to go out and purchase the crew neck or the fleece, because a lot of our families can't afford that.
I'm not
So it was
so
kind of a
okay.
two part.
And again, I'm not trying to. So in your world, are they hoodies, or are they not hoodies? I'm sorry.
There's both yes and no. So some are hoodies, some are not. Like my son has hoodies. He's got windbreakers with a hood on it. He's got but he's got stuff that doesn't as well. Like I think the other day when he went to Rotary Interact, the offsite meeting, he had his crew neck on. He put his wrestling, or I'm sorry, he had his polo on, and he had his light gray wrestling crew neck that he put over it because he was cold. So I don't really
You
know.
want to bring up
He
your
it's mixed, you know.
you want to bring up the financial piece now?
Yes, so it's been brought to my attention that I know that Rebecca had mentioned this at one of our previous meetings, as I stated before, about families coming to her or mentioning that they were not aware that they can go to central office for assistance, or maybe being vetted for assistance in purchasing school uniforms. Whereas we were told that night that nope, that's we do have a way, we help families, this, that, and the other, and that they should be aware of that. It was then later, about 2 weeks ago, brought to my attention that there are quite a few families who, specifically up at the high school, cannot afford the uniforms, are not aware of this. And some of these people are single moms or single parents who have multiple kids, and they're only able to get them one shirt, one to two shirts per kid because of the way that their finances are. And it's kind of difficult for them. So I think that we need to reevaluate the communication for these individuals specifically. And I know that we didn't want to broadcast it out to the community because then everybody under the sun is going to be, quote unquote, in need. But I do think that we need to somehow make our families aware, even if that's putting something on the website, and, you know, or our families who, I don't know, have Husky, maybe a communication out to them. I know we all receive free lunch as part of, you know, our district, but those who maybe would have been part of the free lunch program prior to that, somehow, so they are aware if there is a struggle, because they're scared to come forward and they're embarrassed and they're not aware that that is there. So I did tell, you know, the couple families that mentioned this to me, that I would communicate that to our committee and advocate for them, because, you know, it's, there's obviously a conflict. It was brought to Rebecca's attention and now mine. So I just did want to discuss that.
Do we have something in place to take care of these families that can't afford the uniforms, Doc?
Yes.
And what you want to just refresh? And we were talking about
putting something in a line item in the budget. Did we do that or no?
We could do that for the upcoming budget. We could put it in Alliance, as opposed to the operating budget.
I think we should put something. I mean,
and Doc, how many? I agree with Ken, truthfully, on that. How many families are we buying uniforms for? Estimate.
It's by school, but it's a limited amount that have been identified of actual need. I'll defer to Rachel here. Maybe she can share with the middle school the approximate number.
So that's what we were just saying. So we Tracy did approximately maybe 15 to 20 families with pants, shirt, and like multiple tops.
Three.
And then so three outfits each. And then we also have a supply here. So if a kid comes to school and doesn't have it on, they use it for the day so that they are in uniform compliance. And Tracy does laundry every day. And then we have it again. And that's about probably 5 to 10 kids maybe a day who will show up and say, I don't have laundry, or whatever, you know, whatever that their reason may be. And we're able to provide them something the day of as well.
Just a quick question of that. When they come to school and they're not in uniform, are we checking with the parents? Because, okay, sometimes I feel like kids might try to pull one over and say, oh, I just don't have it.
So sometimes you'll get a mom who's like, I told you, know, right? Like, yes, we call home first and then we provide them the.
Rachel, did I read you wrong, Rachel, or did you were like against having the hoodies?
Yes. We would prefer a crew neck. I'm not against the sports kind of wear on game day. I think that it's just easier to manage it from our standpoint, because it is a lot of management and oversight for us. Like every morning it starts with discussing with uniform with a couple of kids. And Erica's right? Some kids are like, where's your uniform? It's in my backpack. It's in my locker. Right, it's like kind of like a cat and mouse a little bit, and then we can get them into uniform and into compliance.
If I could just follow back up on one thing Ken said and one thing Rachel said, I do think there should be money budgeted for this. I also think that there should be some parameters, you know, some kind of written guidelines. You know, if a student, you know, is below the pot, whatever we might use to decide. Free lunch or there should be something. I do think there should be some kind of guidelines that our administrators have and some kind of budgeting that our administrators have. So it's not just that, well, hey, we, and this, I'm not being disrespectful here, but so it's not just, hey, we take care of kids who need it type thing. There's a more of a written process or a written procedure of how we take care of them and where the money comes from vis-a-vis
operations. It has to be very tight. I agree with you, Jim, on like what that is, because so like at Derby Middle School, the percent of students who are eligible for free and reduced lunch is close to 50%. Mm-hmm. So if we were saying, oh, if you're, you know what I mean, then we're buying half, we would be potentially providing half. Versus Tracy and I are able to have those intimate conversations with parents in an appropriate way. It's only had by me, Tracy, or our social worker, Ms. Donovan, to say like, and kind of gauge the level of support that's needed. Because you will sometimes get, we'll give one, and then people are like, I'd like all four. And you're like, so we give to multiple families, right? The level of kind of, there is some responsibility as the adult. We're here to help with some of the burden, but not necessarily shoulder all of it.
Yeah, And again, me, how, oh, go ahead, Eric, if you want to say, or who's ever talking, I'm sorry.
Do we know what like our surrounding towns that have uniforms do for families that can't say they can't afford it?
So I
Like,
do know, so I'll use Ansonia for example.
yeah.
I don't anticipate, I think as because it's year one, it's a little bit more challenging.
Yeah.
Once and we've talked about this as an admin group as well, once we're in year two, we'll be able to kind of do some buy-backs, and have be able to do some swapsies with some families. But because it's year one, everything is fresh and new. Everybody's buying them brand new. It's a little bit more challenging. But I don't know what Ansonia does for student for families who simply can't afford them. But I do know that they have like tag sales where they can get discounted uniforms. But as far as can't afford them, period, I do not know. And I will say we have had some families like come in, especially with pants. Middle school, you can kind of grow a lot or get taller in middle school really quick. We have had a bunch of families come in and say, here, I have these, or my son or daughter went to Emmett and had all these khakis and drop us off kind of multiple pairs of pants to be able to have, and then we give them out to kids as needed.
Yeah, I dropped off Mila's not too long after school
Did you
started
see
because
pants
she
from
had like
Mila?
a growth spurt and they were like brand new and I'm probably gonna have, more.
I wonder if we can do like a drive, like a dedicated drive every season
We talked
to
about that. Yep.
okay, great. Yeah, that
Yep.
would be awesome, and get the communication out all over the place. Even like a month or two in advance so people can start going through the wardrobes and,
Right.
put the date on the calendar and, I think that would be really awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, they'd
So
drop them off and then we would have staff sort through them, make sure everything's clean, and then put
yeah.
them in appropriate size, the appropriate size boxes to be able to then redistribute.
Yeah.
And it may be nice that you're saying, Kim, because I like that idea. I'm thinking of time when there's a lot of parents coming. So obviously not this year potentially, but maybe in the future we kind of do those drives associated with like parent teacher conferences, right? So
Yes,
like all the parents are
agreed.
coming and now there's boxes or bins and they're dropping them off. And I'm thinking like that's November, right? So headed into winter for cold, and then it's like the end of February, kind of headed into spring. So people
Correct.
maybe, have there's different boxes and like Doc said, we wash them, we clean them, we go through them and then be able to swap them.
And I even have a thought process that might even go a little bit further that we can think about is, if you drop off, a couple items or donate a couple items, maybe we can create like a quote unquote coupon code that you get 5% off of, future
I like
if you still
that,
have a
Kim.
student. So, just that, so it's an incentive,
We have that ability within our purchase portal to be able to give out those codes. Much like we did for the parents that tried it out before we went district wide with it. We gave them a special code. They could go in and they got a free item. So
Oh, that's very awesome. Okay,
I'm
cool.
gonna That's a great idea, Kim. So I'm going to write
Thanks.
as follow up from today with regards to the financial piece is that we're going to talk about a criteria. So the same kind of process at the middle school is the same process at the Irving School and et cetera. We're going to talk about budgeting for the money and we're going to talk about uniform drives potentially with incentives.
Okay.
So
Brittany,
that's on
is there a way that we can add to the website those who maybe might have that need? Click here and fill out the Google form and somebody will be in contact with you.
For
Yeah,
if
I
they're unable
actually,
to purchase,
yes.
sure.
I was
Okay,
on
thank you.
the website today because I made some more purchases myself and I didn't click into it. I probably should have just to see what it was all about. But there is a spot that says used or something like that. Are those discounted items as well, or is that not up and running?
Well, we have that disabled at the moment. I built
Okay.
it out in preparation for receiving items donated back to the district. We would then sort through them and then put the appropriate sizes and items that we have up on the website.
All right.
Awesome.
So now that's the financial piece. Let's loop back to the outer garments. So it sounds like, and I don't want to put words in Kim and Erica's mouth, but it sounds like you guys would be comfortable with outer garments, including hoodies. Or does your opinion change upon hearing Rachel and the administration say they're good with outer garments but would prefer there not to be hoodies? Have an impact on where you are?
Personally, it doesn't. I'm not trying to be rude. It doesn't impact my, or
Okay.
sway my thought. Again, because I'm thinking financial aspect and what the kids have and have purchased, and so I kind of have a different,
Well, I don't think we should put anything in that wasn't there before we started this new policy. I mean, hoodies weren't allowed before, were they?
No,
I
no.
mean, I don't think we should be putting hoodies in if they weren't allowed before we did this dress code. I mean, and I would also be careful about using the term athletics because there's a lot of kids that aren't athletes.
Why
They're
I
going to say,
said,
well,
school
why
sanctioned
can't we do
items.
this or why can't we bring something else in? Now we're going to start changing the policy back to where it was initially because people are going to be wanting to bring their own clothes in again. But that's my opinion anyway.
Thank you.
Just one thing that I kind of too, the majority of the time before we did the dress codes, what did kids mostly buy? Hoodies for whatever team that they were on. Now they can't wear them. You know what I mean? Like that's the only thing I get
That's where
worried. Now
my
they're
thought
getting
is.
wasted. You know what I mean? Like because that's the number one seller when it comes to like now that I'm in the biz. What do you call it? It's number one seller for sports stuff.
Yeah. I feel like
So,
for anything,
yeah. So I just don't want to see their stuff get wasted that they bought last year and the year before the kids in high school. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I'm not trying to be again, because we could all agree or disagree and be respectful, but I mean, people bought hoodies for the last 25 years and they couldn't wear them to school. I mean, they buy them to wear them outside. They buy them to wear them to games on Saturdays. I mean, no one's
Yeah, I
ever in
know.
the
I
last,
know.
no
I
one's
know.
ever bought a hoodie to wear it to school because we never allowed them.
Yeah.
It
I go
that's
both
true.
ways. I know.
Jimmy, I have to leave if I have another meeting.
All right, Ken.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. We'll
We'll
see.
see everybody. Take
All
care.
right. Yeah, no, I was just,
I
I just
can.
hate to see them, not
Well,
use
listen,
the
there.
stuff that they have already, whatever.
I mean, I
No,
think
we're
last
good.
time we could maybe go back to the minute
We're
or two,
good.
but I think there was maybe
We'll
some talk about like one day or, just kind of the parameter around it instead of every day, or we said maybe Friday was whatever gear day or
right.
let's say this. We have a couple of options here, and Doc, I do need you to go back to that original list with cargo pants in a second, but we can make a motion to allow outer garments, including hoodies, to the policy committee, and then they have to vote on it, and they may agree or not agree. Is anybody here on the policy committee? Erica's on it.
No,
Okay.
I'm not on it anymore.
All the color.
I'm on this one now. I think everything got switched
Okay,
up. I
so we
used
could
to be
vote.
on that one.
We could vote and send it there, or we could ask the administrators to Rachel's point, create a guideline for when they could wear them once a week, or how that, so listen, it's up to you guys. I mean, I'll whatever you want to do. Somebody can make a motion to allow outside garments, including hoodies. Someone could second it. We can make a motion, or someone could ask the administration.
I see, I can go both ways. I can see how, you don't want the kids want to wear their sports or team stuff that they've purchased, but I can also see how we were, didn't have hoodies. So I like the idea of what if it was every Friday? It can be your team apparel. Not like, NFL teams, just like your derby team, if you've purchased something, at least that gives them one day if they want to wear their wrestling or their baseball or their cheerleading or track or so soccer, whatever, softball.
So me personally, And again, I love everybody. Me personally, I do feel like going back to hoodies, allowing people to wear them every day, just weakens what we did. And all we're gonna go is from instead of people wearing jeans and hoodies to people wearing khakis and hoodies. So I
Think
do
it's going
like
to get
that
more
approach
lax.
better. Where I do like that approach better, where maybe it's one day a week. But you guys can vote however you want. I just think allowing people to wear hoodies 5 days a week, it just kind of ruins the dress code and weakens it, truthfully, me personally.
I can see that. I could. And I was all for the dress code and I still love it. So I can see
Yeah,
that.
no,
But we
I
can
do
kind of
too. I
steer
just,
away.
and part of
It's
this was
pretty hot
around
for them.
hoodies, if you recall, and it's the everyday going into a classroom and a student puts their hood on. They might,
Yeah,
somebody
sit
in the
down,
hallway
get
might
up.
tell them to take it off. They go into the classroom, they put it on. Now another adult is having to stop what they're doing to tell the student, take your hoodie off. And they don't know somebody in the hallway just told them to take it off.
Yeah.
And now we're spending time writing referrals for kids. We're back to writing referrals for hoodies, you know.
Yeah, no, you're
It could
100% right.
also be where, it's a trial period, and if the kids continue to abuse it, then it goes away. Give them a little bit of responsibility and see if they can follow the rule. When they're allowed to wear something, that they prefer, like their sports or team gear instead of just their derby logo sweatshirt? Or is
Okay,
that
so
too much back and forth with having to change a policy?
I think what we're saying, but I don't want to put words in people's mouth, is that we're agreeable to have the administration to work on maybe a one day a week type thing, a once every
Yeah.
2 week type thing, and to see what that might look like and to come back to us with that.
We could do
I think
that.
that's what I'm hearing, if people are good with that, but I don't want to put words in
Yeah.
people's mouth.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we could start there.
I like that because it's like a dress down Friday
Yeah.
with a hoodie.
Okay,
And it
Doc.
only on friend.
Doc, do you get what we're asking?
Yes, I do, sir.
All righty.
I
I think
thank you
we've.
guys for hearing me out on that. I feel
No.
bad. So I just want to try and advocate for some
Trying to.
people.
Yeah, no, we're trying to move there. And then we did the financial stuff, definitely, which was a great discussion. So I think that was our last item.
Well, I know it was
Oh, go ahead.
mentioned
I'm sorry.
earlier, or it was mentioned earlier, and I don't know if we
Oh,
kind
I'm
of
sorry.
steered away from it, but adding these no options, and I like the idea of adding no, like no leggings, no yoga pants, no jeans,
Agreed.
instead of, just what is allowed, because then you have that, at least, well, it doesn't say I can't have this, it just says I could have this. I like the no in there. Personally,
I agree.
Okay. Right. So it sounds like all four of us are good there. I did want to, that's why I wanted to go back up to the list. Thank you. Physical Education Day attire. Are we currently, I just want to get where we're at. So currently, do we allow elementary school? I mean to ask this in the form of a question, like Jeopardy. Do we at the elementary school allow elementary school students up to sixth grade to wear sweatpants and t-shirts on gym days because they don't change?
Yes,
Thank
we
you.
do.
Thank you. Okay, I thought that. Okay, so 6 to 9, did we want to? We talked about, excuse me, 6 through 12, offering derby sweats, a derby t-shirt, and on physical education days, allowing people to wear that. We never
Well,
finalized that. Go ahead, Erica.
6 through 12, when they have gym, they have it every day. So
Yeah.
they wouldn't have
Okay.
to be changing. It's the
Wow.
element, like, and we, I thought we agreed that, this, when they're playing in gym, it's not something that they can't,
You're right.
be in their
I forgot
khakis
that it was
or
every day
shorts.
when they
Yeah.
have it.
It, I know it was the elementary school kids, me personally, that would prefer, like, either, like, sweatpants or shorts, like a uniform, like a gym uniform, because I know that we allow the kids to wear whatever they want on their gym day. And Noah does. And I always feel like he's not following the rule when he is, but I just wish it was a derby t-shirt or short, like those sweat shorts or sweatpants
Are you
instead
got
of his, you know, whatever he chooses.
Would you be okay if we, similar to the khaki pants, where they could purchase on their own the sweats, either in gray, black, red, or white, and then they would purchase they on their own. They can get those anywhere. They would have to be solid black, gray, white, or red, and then they would purchase off the website a t-shirt with the Derby logo on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's me personally. If everyone likes, then let the kids wear whatever they want on those days, then I'm okay with that too. That's just what I prefer. I think, you know.
I think I'm more open to yes on the pants, and we can offer that t-shirt for gym days, but not restrict them. But say a solid red, white, or whatever. What is it? Red, white, black, or gray t-shirt for those who, you know, yeah, listen, you could probably get a t-shirt for, you know, the little ones, $3 to $5 versus the 10 to
Yeah.
12 of what they're going to be purchasing for it with the logo.
Right. And we're going to have our transition program students make those.
Yes.
Okay.
Could I
So
just say
not gonna,
something?
oh, I'm sorry, Rebecca. Go ahead. Absolutely.
No, this is going. We're talking about doing the t-shirts, like, you know, for gym. Now, have we ever reopened talking about if the people go, the pe families go buy their own shirts, and like we do for Aunt Sonia, they can go down and have the patch put on. Did we ever reopen that up again to
I
like
don't
buy
think we
their
did.
own stuff, you know, and.
Rebecca, I think that's a great point to bring up for certain. We did initially, we always said we would bring that back up. I don't think we have.
Yeah.
So I think that's certainly something for us to discuss. Can I just, and I want to get to that in one second. So I think we're all saying the same thing, that we're going to keep the physical education attire the way it is now, but we may offer derby-based clothing. Okay, we're all good with that?
Yeah,
So when
you'll
you
see them
say
in
okay,
the
then we'll
way
go
it
to.
is now, you mean they can wear whatever gym clothing they want, or do we want to have specific colors and then they buy the t-shirt from us?
I'm more
So if
towards
I'm
the
not,
second option. The
me too.
second option. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay, so
Erica, okay, so
we'll
Doc,
do. I
we're
like.
saying the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. And then let's go to Erica's, not, excuse me, Rebecca's point. Doc, I know last year you had some, the school system had some concern with uniformity of the D. But do you feel we've gotten to a spot where if parents prefer to patch it on themselves, that they can?
Well, what Ansonia does is the parent brings the shirt to City Stitchers. City Stitchers puts on the Ansonia patch. So it's the same patch.
Yep. It's in actually Ansonia's is embroidered. Derby's is a patch.
So
Embroidered patch.
what does it cost for a patch to be put on? Because I can't
Five bucks.
five.
$5.
But
Yep.
there are also people who like with the screen printing press or Cricut, you know, Sonia, that do put their items on that way. And Aunt Sonia's district does allow that. And I know that that's been a super cost efficient option for families.
How are they getting the logo then? Because I just.
We've only seen the patches. I haven't seen like a Cricut because it's like vinyl. We haven't seen that, but we have seen the logo. Somebody put there was a parent somewhere who was doing a little side gig with that at some point in the beginning of the year. And the only reason why we noticed is because the shirts were like a shade off. They were like a
Yeah.
maroon. They were like a maroon red. And I was like, how does that have a patch on it? Like we were trying to figure it out. And then we realized
Yeah,
a parent had created a side business, but
I've seen it in Aunt Sonia,
it was
not
still
here.
stitched. Yeah, it was still like stitched like our patch. So I don't know if they just got the patches or had the patches or whatever.
What City Stitchers does, they embroider the Aunt Sonia logo on a shirt. It's white embroidery only. It's in white and it's on whatever shirt the people bring in. Derby's is a specific patch that we order and it comes in, and the patch is just sewn on.
Is it
It's
hard?
not embroidered on the
Is it hard to sew
shirt.
on, Rebecca? Like, can you sew it on yourself at home, or you need more than that?
You can if you have a sewing machine. You know what I mean?
If we start allowing people to purchase their own shirts, they're all going to be different reds or grays. White, you're going to be the same. Black, you're going to be the same. But then we're not
See,
all going to have
and
that.
Sonia didn't care. Right. And Sonia didn't really care. They just do like variations of blue because they didn't really go towards it's being called the uniform or just like school spirit that everybody has something that says Aunt Sonia on their
Yeah.
shirt. That's
Yeah, they
what
don't
they're.
really
We're more like
stick
a
to us. Yep.
uniform. You know what I mean? Right. So that's why they get to do something like that. And they also do the little up at the school, the high school, and in Sonia High School, they also have the kids put like, you know, there's the regular like acrylic patches on as well on some of the Ansonia shirts too. So that's what I'm just saying,
Mean,
but.
while I understand financial aspects of it, I truly do. I just think, this is brand new for us. So you want to have it all uniform. And from people that I've heard from over time, like Ansonia was like the way that we are now, also at first, but it's just they've had it for so many years that whether they just gotten lenient or they just, it's a battle they're not willing to fight anymore. That's why they do it the way that they do.
Right, they want it more just so you have the Ansonia logo on the shirt. It's
Right.
more like that, just showing that you have Ansonia on your shirt.
Yeah, I mean,
Really.
this is brand new, and I know, I'm with Kim on the Derby team for a day, but I just think if we're going in for a uniform, then I personally like the uniform aspect of it.
That's why we did it
And
like that.
the reasons, yeah.
That's why we did it like that, where you can only buy it through the school.
Yep. All right. Sounds like we're still all there for the time being.
And I think
Yeah.
once we get more
Great.
stock on used items, some of these concerns might, go away just by the fact we'll have inventory of used items, for people to pick up.
I agree. And
Anything else on the dress code?
also that, drop off and coupon code, I think that will help families as well.
Great
So
idea. Yeah.
I think we got the jackets down to the fleece jackets down to $28.
You did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Again, because I just bought three of them today at 30.
Yeah, so I think we're gonna go
Re
$28. I'll give you the $6.
No,
Re
I
Rebecca, Rebecca, Rebecca
don't.
was just $6.
Yeah.
I'll
I
give you
just
the
bought them
$6 when I
today.
see it.
Bring our
We're
Starbucks
trying to get
basket.
it
Yeah.
lower and lower and lower. We you know, like we don't make much money on it, but that's
That's
not why we
okay.
do it.
That's okay.
That's
Vinny's
not why
doing
we do it.
a, that's all right. Vinny's doing a big fundraiser in May, so I'm gonna be coming to you for that.
There you
All
go.
right. Shirts made. There goes my
Right.
$6.
Anything else on the dress code?
No.
No, I think that's it. Thank
All
you,
right,
guys.
Doc, you had one. I'm sorry, Kim. Doc, just a future item. Just can you talk about, give an overview what you and I talked about before the meeting?
Yeah, I got a call today from All Star. A few weeks ago, I reached out to Steve Gardner to see where we were with cameras on the outside of the buses. And he reached out to the company that's now doing it in Connecticut, Bus Patrol. And Derby actually has been approved to be one of the communities where it would be free for no cost to the city, no cost to All Star to put them on all buses. So it costs us nothing.
Awesome.
The company makes their money off proceeds of the tickets, which are 250 bucks, I think, statutorily. And the contract would be with the city, not with the Board of Ed statutorily, even though we contract for the buses. It's just the way the legislation was written when it was written. So,
Great.
but if this committee was okay, I just want to expedite moving it forward because I would want our full board not to vote on it, but to agree to move it to the Board of Aldermen for consideration, because the contract would be with the Board of Aldermen in the city, not with the Board of Ed. But we contract the buses. So I just want to make sure that everybody would be okay with it on our end, and then we would schedule to go to the Board of Aldermen meeting in March.
So basically, and again, I mean, I know it's not on our agenda, but we have a COW meeting tomorrow. So if someone wants to make a motion recommending that the Derby School System pursues the camera grant for buses, then Doc, let's put that on the agenda tomorrow. So, any, we just wanted to do it this way to get it done quicker.
Okay, with making a motion.
Even just to protect even yeah, without okay a motion, with that motion. If everybody's okay, I'll ask if we can add it. I'll add it to the agenda for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. Rebecca?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, Doc, I have a question in regards, kind of in reference to that. I know that the bus camera, outside of the bus cameras, kind of stem from that bus stop. And I want to say it might be 34, but I'm not 100% sure. Maybe Roosevelt Drive. That keeps coming up in question. Have we moved that family's bus stop? I'm sorry, not moved their bus stop. Have we changed the bus route so that family does not have to cross the street and the bus swoops around to their side of the street to make it safer for them?
I'm not sure if you can, maybe you can reach out to me and give me the address and I can check on
okay
it.
Okay, I'll try to figure that out and I'll reach out to you and then we can follow up on that.
Awesome.
Awesome, thanks so much.
All right, you bet.
All righty, folks. Anybody wish to make a motion to adjourn? Motion by Erica, second by?
Second
by Kim. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? See you all tomorrow, folks.
Bye. Have a good night, guys.
See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.